What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
5, 6, 7, 8. There's some ghosts in this house. 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 I said certified spirit.
What?
Baby, can you hear it?
Okay.
666. Demons calling. Can you hear it?
Woo! Guys, we made it to the official season finale.
Zane and Heath and...
So much. We're excited. We're really excited.
You said so much. Like I said, thank you. I was like, Zane Heath Unfiltered, so much.
Ooh. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate it. We're super excited. And we are finally doing our Paranormal Activity
Paranormal Activity?
It is what
That's a fucking movie. That's a movie that was a name of a movie.
Paranormal Episode.
Paranormal Episode, baby.
We have been drinking
and
a little bit.
Obviously, it's going to be a drunk Paranormal Episode. Everyone's like, oh, God. We're going to have to hear these fucking drunk ghost stories. We don't hear this shit.
But Kenny made us some, ectoplasm reticulum?
And ectoplasm shooters.
Okay, so Kenny was nice enough to make us little celebratory shots to celebrate the season finale of Zane Heath Unfiltered.
We don't know how to pronounce big words, let's not use them.
What big word did I just say that I mispronounced?
Celebratory.
I don't fucking know. Give me a break. All right, guys, I love you guys so much. And we've made, I can't believe we're on the 50th episode.
This is crazy.
Who's fucking new?
Who'd have thunk it?
Who'd have thunk this?
I thought we were done at 4. I'm going to stick with that.
I didn't think Mariah and Kenny would make it, honestly.
I didn't think I would either.
I just got here.
He's like, I'm on episode 5.
Well, baby, we love you, Kenny. You have been an honor throughout all of this. Mariah, we love you so much.
Thank you.
By the way, guys, Mariah edits all this shit.
Oh, she's the best.
God. And she spends hours, days on each episode. So we got to give a huge shout out to Mariah.
Thank you guys listening. We really appreciate you guys.
that's the most we're going to have to listen to this shit. Okay, guys, cheers. Thank you so much and happy season finale. Oh, yeah.
Here, you want mine?
I can't
please,
this.
You can do it.
That tastes like poison, bitch.
Woo! That's the worst thing I've ever had.
Surprise, there's arsenic in all your shots.
Surprise, motherfucker. It's DMT. We just have a crazy trip this entire time.
Wow. We make it a drunk, high, and paranormal episode.
Ooh.
That would be a combo.
Did you bring your weed?
I always have my weed in my little insulin pouch.
All right, well, let's shit out.
Zane would be licking his fingers after a shot. Like, why?
Because it gets everywhere.
I'm so pumped right now. This has been built up, and we're really excited to give it to you guys finally.
We wanted to keep waiting, but Kenny was like, you guys need to bring this shit out now.
Your asses about this episode.
Well, we're like, because you guys have been calling in on the Unfiltered hotline about this.
Uh-huh.
Thousands of emails about us doing this episode. So we had to do this episode on the finale.
And also what's cool is Kenny has been listening to our podcast before he even joined, and mm-hmm. he's been waiting for the paranormal episode.
Yep.
So now that he's a part of the show, he's like, we're fucking getting it.
Isn't
done.
Isn't that crazy, y'all? Our biggest stand is on the cast of Zane.
This could be or? You. I'm giving up my seat.
You right could replace
camera,
Kenny.
Like it's an infomercial. This could be you.
We start doing the thing we did with Matt. Like we're looking to to replace him. He needs to be tall, handsome, nerdy.
Isn't that crazy that we were saying that as a joke? Like next person we're gonna replace Matt. Next person is tall, lengthy, nerdy.
I heard that.
And it's We got
it's,
him.
It's this. Love you too.
Let's jump right into it. Cue the music,
we need
baby.
The intro. Oh my God. Play the intro. We have our witch lighting up some candles for the episode.
Never again.
Get behind the camera. This is not where you should be. This is Zane and Heath's area.
The holy senior episode area. Was 49.
Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. Thank you guys again so much for tuning in. As always, we really appreciate you. This is...
You were about to point at the sign.
I forgot
you
your name
bitch.
For a second.
He was like, this is our neon sign that we have. And this is Zane. My name is Zane. It is.
And
I'm one of the
Heath.
Hosts.
Wow, this is going to be a fun one.
Oh, by the way, that's Mariah and Kenny back there.
Correct.
Which I feel like we gave such an introduction to them.
You say it again.
That's Mariah and Kenny.
I really need to hear it again.
All right, it's enough about you guys. No. This is our paranormal episode, and we are going to jump right into
it. Like, get fucking started already. Just do it.
We got nothing. All right, so do you got any stories? No.
We just tell them how we're going to talk about it, and we end it after an hour.
Never talk about
anything. No, we call it part one.
Oh my God, tune in for season two.
Ooh, not a
that
bad
would
idea.
Suck.
That
is the paranormal episode with the guests that we have.
That would be so funny. That's the first question we ask them.
I actually have had these encounters.
Stop. You ever seen a ghost?
No, I feel things. What's your zodiac sign?
I'm a little drunk, so I'm going to have to look at the screen to make sure we go on topic.
This okay? Shit happened quick, huh?
I know, yeah. I didn't even drink a lot. I didn't even feel like I drank a lot, but...
We cheers. Didn't. It's coffee time. It's just vodka porn.
We didn't even do it's coffee talk.
Oh my God.
Let's just do it. It's
do fine. For old time's sake.
5, 6, 7, 8.
It's coffee talk, baby. Yeah. You already heard the intro, so we're not going to play it again. Mm. All right, let's get to it, baby. Y'all been waiting for so long for this, and we're going to get started right now.
To honor this episode, we actually all decided as a group to go to a very haunted, spooky, insanely creepy spot a couple nights ago.
And I did not like what... What's fucking happened there? I hated it.
It felt wrong on so many levels. The place is called Turnbull Canyon. Mm-mm. And what's weird is that it's not a spot that would pop up if you were to Google like haunted places near LA. It's not like a hot, you know.
A lot of the YouTubers that do like haunted, that they go to haunted places, they
never
stay there
even
overnight,
heard of it.
Has never even heard of it or been there before.
It has a pretty insane history. I know Kenny has a lot of background information. There's been a lot of... occultists that have been out there that have sacrificed children. There's been murders out there. There's been KKK meetings and all sorts of weird scary. Fucked up shit.
That's what I was astounded by with like my research on this one specific place is that it's not just one thing that happened here. It's like a bunch of consistently weird. Yeah, like it's been going on since like I think the 20s or 40s.
What makes this place so special? Like, why does every, like, all these different people, all these different groups that want to go to this place, why this place? Is it huge? Is it just like so much area?
It's kind of like a 4-mile hiking area. Like, people go there and hike during the day,
shit.
But
okay.
Apparently
so
every every weird sighting happens at night. So there have just been things from like people say that satanic cults go there.
Right.
There's a long history of like sacrificing children. At this location, they take them to like the highest peak and they sacrifice them, these cults. And there have also been, you found UFO sightings this place.
Yeah, so a lot of people that go out there and see shit at night has been a lot of UFO sightings.
Wait, why would you see a UFO sighting there? I feel because it makes more sense if you see like cults and shit because they're on the ground.
I don't know. It could be because it's like near LA, but it's not like a super crowded, dense area where there's like a lot of light pollution. So maybe you could see the sky clearer a little bit there.
I guess.
Never know.
The UFO sightings are a little iffy to me.
Like the city lights were fucking unreal.
Oh yeah, beautiful, beautiful.
Like it was clearer than anything I've ever seen.
I was so fucking scared though. I hated it. Are we going to talk about us going there?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so Heath and Kenny were like, let's go to this place. And at first I was like, let's do it. Fuck yeah, Haunter. Woo! And then like, as they were telling me this shit that's happened there, for some reason, cults scare the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I don't know what about it, what it is about cults that just scare me. When everybody's in like the same outfit and it's like, like with the tall black hooded like figure. It's that's terrifying to me. I feel like for some reason humans aren't under those. It's more like just creatures to me,
like a demonic spirit.
We can't like run away from these people. Like so, when Heath and Kenny wanted to go to this place, I was like, guys, like. People have like been killed. I sound like such a pussy, and I feel like 3 years ago I would have done this. But like as I'm getting older, I'm just thinking about like, hey, if we just don't do that, we'll be fine.
Let's not do that.
Well, let's not do that.
But well, then we'll have nothing to talk about.
What's crazy too is it's not like stuff that happened. Yes, stuff happened in the 20s, going on like early 1900s, whatever. But we were looking up stuff that was happening in like 2009. A woman had her throat slit out here, was pushed off the side of the canyon, left for dead. But somehow she ended up like crawling to a neighboring house, got shelter, ended up surviving. And it was just like this crazy story. And then in 2011, another person was murdered out there that was found.
That's what's like, so what strange happened. Is that this one place has just been like, there's been so much activity there, and it's like spanning, like we've talked about cults and like UFOs, and there were just weird things that happened with people. Like people have heard that there's an asylum that was old and burned down, and there was somebody that went to this place to kind of research it, kind of like we did.
So going into this place, there's something called Hell's Gate, right. Or they call it the Ascension to Hell, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
But we saw this spot, Hell's Gate, and it's a double gated off spot. But apparently beyond this gate, there was the asylum that had burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an electric chair
for electroshock therapy to cure them.
Electroshock therapy.
But a kid went there to go out and explore and like see this haunted spot. And as a joke, he was with his friends and he put the electric head thing on, like the gear or whatever it was.
And that's crazy because I feel like any of us would do that.
It looks so fucking old.
There's no way there's any electricity in this fucking
electricity
thing.
Electricity was... people said that like the electricity was supposed to have stopped flowing when the asylum burned down like
what year was that? 30 years prior.
Right.
Oh, yeah. 30 years prior to like these kids discovering this like area.
But he ended up putting it on and for some reason the electricity had kicked on. And electrocuted him right there on the spot and killed him.
I had a little bit of more juice left. It's crazy. I wonder how much juice there was like left in there. Like, does that make sense to you? How this had
there was
a
juice,
little
but
bit...
there was no funny.
That shit's
no.
Oh,
Mariah,
really
wow,
spooky.
it doesn't make sense. But I mean, obviously, that's paranormal stuff.
I hate when people do that to me, Mariah. By the way, what I just did.
What?
Good job.
That's why I try to keep quiet.
I take that back.
Just let me be funny, and that's it.
I feel like people do that to me all the time. So I'm like, ooh, I should do that to other people. Because ooh, that
I feel
makes
like
me feel
people
good.
Do it to me because I'm not really funny, and then when if I say something funny, they're like, "Oh wow,
hey Mariah,
really
you're
good.
Funny to me."
Thank you. I love this episode,
but it's okay. I'm kidding. It's a season finale. We gotta get crazy.
Right. We're great. We cannot be.
We gotta make it seem like we're good. We're funny.
But we went to Hell's Gate though.
We showed up. We went there. I don't want to say we
transition.
Got out. There was only a couple of us that got out.
You made it seem like we all went in. Only a couple of us made it out alive.
Got out alive.
No, we all clearly
got
out alive.
Right, right.
I don't know if I'm getting older or I feel like I see a lot of shit online where like people do, they decide to do something crazy and they just fucking, they don't make it. They die because they decided to do something that they shouldn't be doing. And we're on our way there and my body, like something just kept telling me like,
Zane, right now
it is your duty to tell your friends not to do this because you guys will be fucked. You're going to be dead. And everybody, all your friends, your family, everyone's just going to be fucked after you guys are all dead in this place because they're going to have to live with this forever. And hey, Zane, since I'm telling you this right now, you should probably just do something about it. So in my head, I'm just sitting in the car and everyone's like singing Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
It's like, and it's the club.
And Zane's like, dead ass. Like when we get there, I will Uber back. Drop me off and I will
drop me at the gas station. I'm going
to
Uber back.
I was just, because I was probably going to have the ambulance and cops ready to go because I was just like, we can't do this.
I don't know if you feel the same way, but I stayed in the car because like I am obsessed with paranormal. I love ghost adventures and all that stuff. Like I like that. But this wasn't, yes, I'm sure there's like spirits and stuff, which is fine. But it was like trespassing. Like, that's what I don't mess with, because it's like stupid people that are alive do stupid things to people that trespass. And it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's stupid groups of people that go out and like will hurt somebody. And that's what I'm worried about. I don't care about a ghost. Like, that's exciting to me. But when it comes to like actually being in danger and like there could be some, that's what I'm scared of. I'm not scared of the dark. I'm not scared of ghosts. It's actual people that can.
I'm not scared about like spirits and ghosts. If I see that, doesn't scare me. It's like, it's just somebody out there, and it could be like anybody that's living out there, and they feel like they feel like they're in danger.
Well, or
like
they're coming.
You never know. Yeah. So you just never know with people.
Exactly.
Yeah. They don't know who you are. Like, they don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the reason why I was so comfortable, though, is because I read so many stories online, like doing the research for this whole thing. Like, there, people. A lot of people have gone past that gate that we were at, Hell's Gate or whatever,
during the day, though.
Most of them during the day, but like it, but the thing is like it said there's a sign that says like private property, like no trespassing, beware of dog, and like nothing is past it. That's what's weird, is that like
it was just open. Yeah, there's nothingness,
right? So it's like I that's maybe why I was a little bit more like brave to go up with you, because we were like at the gate. It was very creepy though, being there, I will say that.
I'm just not a rule breaker.
We got through the first gate that was like barbed off. You could like hop around the side. And then we got up to the second gate, which was way more intimidating.
It was like wrought iron, like,
and then there was like bricks, and then inside the bricks was like this cutout.
It looked like a horror movie set. Like,
it was terrifying.
It was terrifying.
And obviously it could be because we were scared and it was something exciting, nervous, whatever.
Yeah.
But there was this eerie feeling that came over all of us. Like, it was just like this, like, cold, very, something just felt wrong.
Oh, so that wasn't just me. You guys felt that too.
When we started getting on the canyon, I just felt very weird. I turned to you at one point because I know, like, I was trying to convince myself that I was fine. I was getting very nervous, but
when you guys were singing to the song, you like, you tapped me to like say, "Hey Zay, we're all having fun." I was like, "Hey Kenny, like don't touch me right now."
He goes,
I was just so fucking scared.
Zay goes, I can't participate right now. He just needed a second alone.
This is my favorite song, but I'm gonna hold back.
I'm gonna hold it in. But like he would, like honestly, I feel like he felt what we were all kind of feeling, which was just this weird.
But we didn't want to show it,
right? Mm-hmm. But I turned to you at one point too, and it was just very eerie going up the canyon, because everything that's in front of you is illuminated only by your like car lights.
Yeah.
And then I told you, I go, "Zane, turn around," and you turn around, and in the back
you just see black.
Upwards, like up a mountain, and you just turn around and it's black. There's nothing behind
and
you.
I would understand feeling like this eerie presence if it was in the middle of nowhere, you know what I mean? But it was like residential, and it still felt uneasy.
It's crazy how close we were to the neighborhood.
What sick person
the houses
here.
Seemed abandoned.
Yeah,
like it didn't seem like anybody was there. Like a lot of them were for sale.
Yeah,
and then other ones like lights were off. It was kind of creepy.
Let me be completely honest though, I was thinking about this the day after. I was like, if we weren't told that we were going to this place and we just went there out of nowhere,
would we have had a bad
I don't think this feeling would have been in us at all. We would have just been like, "Where the fuck are we at?" Like, we would have gotten out of the car at that gate and be like, "Oh, what's there?" And just, I don't know.
Because there were some times, though, even because we were trying to find our way out, and all of us were very confused. Like, we were like, "Wait, didn't we just come from this
way?"
Were
you scared when we couldn't figure out how to get out of there?
Yes, because it seemed like a snapshot from a horror movie. It seemed like something like we were about to be the next people in the movie that were killed. Yeah. And it was like,
it really felt like that.
I swear, like, we turned down the right road. You were driving, and, like, you seemed very capable. And I was like, "No, this is the road I would have turned down." And then we just ended up in, like, the same, like,
this weird dead end up at, like, a trail.
I'm going to be, before you go, I'm going to be completely honest, Mariah. I was so scared because you were driving.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping, honestly, that Heath was going to drive, but he wasn't driving.
You don't think I could get the hell out of there?
Didn't think you would get the hell out of there.
I thought
we're going to be in Heath's big ass truck.
We'll be good.
But we were in Mariah's Jeep. I was like, "Oh my God, fuck, it's fine." But I was like, "You know what, whatever." And in my head, I was like, "I hope Mariah has the balls to run over any motherfucker that drives us."
I would.
You would actually?
I would, yeah. What are you, nuts?
Look at me in the eyes and say,
"Where do you think I'm looking?"
Say, "I would run over a man."
I would run over a man.
Okay. So you didn't even hesitate.
Not a woman.
Or a woman.
The woman is like this. No, she's a nice girl. Hey.
But to get back to this double gates of hell. So we get to the first one, which I thought was like,
really, we got to get back to the gates
really
of hell.
Really bold of us. It's just me and Kenny. Zane and Mariah are sitting in the Jeep. They did not want to get out at all.
I felt like a pussy. I'm going to be completely honest. I was like, wow. But then I looked at Mariah and I was just like, yo, we're good, right? She's like, oh,
They did not have our back at all.
No.
They're like, stop. Don't go any further.
No.
Mariah looked at each other and we went, if something happens, we're good to go, right? She's like, I already thought of it before you did.
Y'all would have left us. I know you would have. If something ran down the fucking hill, y'all would have been gone.
Yeah, we would have ran this podcast. We would have been good.
Kenny and Heath left the doors open, and Zane was like,
we should jump back in quickly.
Zane was like, we should probably close the doors so we could just take off. I was like, I'll just take off, slam on the brakes, the doors will close, and we'll go.
She had everything planned out.
I had it planned out. I wasn't worried.
You guys started pulling away too. Once we got past that first, like, fence,
yeah,
they start, like, because
then it started getting weird, though.
Well, you were shining your lights on the gate. Once we got past a certain point, you were like, we need to leave. Like, this is getting a little too heavy.
They're like shouting at us through the thing. I'm like, I'm creeping through this.
Like don't
really
be a moron.
Weird...
It's enough. It's done. It's okay.
In this little cutout where it was to go into the gates of hell, mm-hmm. there was this book. No joke, probably 2.5 inches thick, just sitting there on the edge.
It looked like it was just placed there too. Like it wasn't, it did not, it, like from my view, it didn't look old. It looked like it was just placed there.
I wish I could tell you guys what this book was, and it still haunts me.
I think
to this day, it was 2 days ago. It still haunts me to this day.
You both, because you both, like, we could hear you guys when you're there, right?
Yeah.
You both were just like, we should go for the book, and it was this weird little hole where, like,
you reach
for the
book.
It looked like a booby trap.
Yeah. You reach for the book and someone has your wrist.
Yeah,
yeah.
It looked like a fucking booby trap.
But Heath and Kenny were like, let's go get the book.
Imagine I saw Heath get fucking slit. Like, that would be fucking awful. And I just, like, that's all I could imagine when you were going to grab for that book.
Imagine me dying by a book. Like, never in my
I don't even know how to read.
How did Heath die?
Imagine a 45-minute car ride back with Zane.
After you die.
Hello?
I don't know if it was a mix of us being scared also and them being just like, let's go. That's enough. That's enough. And
there's a few contributing factors. I honestly feel like, bless you. I mean,
spooky.
I mean, blessings be with you.
What's the opposite of bless you? It's like
hail Satan. I don't know.
Hail Satan.
Maybe we'll go again one day because I'm still really curious.
I want to go back
at 2 p.m.
I really do. Like right now, if you guys were like, fuck the podcast, let's go see what the book was and then start back up.
But that's what's strange about the story is that you'll say like, you're like, yeah, at 2 p.m. But like every single story that I've researched that has happened here has only happened at night. And there was this one group of people that went there and they found all of these like dove carcasses, like just dead Fuck doves that. Everywhere, and there were feathers everywhere. It looked like it was like a massacre.
I would have a fucking stroke
and,
if
and
I
the
saw
other
that
one
shit.
Where all the other bones were buried on top, and it was like animals and animals,
but
and then a baby.
It only happens at night though. Like the girl went, like the girl ran away when she saw the doves, and then they went back the next day to like take a picture or like document it. There was nothing there, and there was an abandoned swimming pool that people would like multiple people, separate parties would find dead like animal carcasses, but there was one time that a group went there and there was it was filled to the brim almost of animal carcasses, like cats, birds, like everything. And then there was a baby carcass on top, apparently, during like nighttime. They all went and they saw this pool was like filled.
Ooh.
And then the next morning, like it's gone.
And you guys wanted to go for fun.
You guys are sickos.
It was kind of fun.
We should hire like a
team. Are you guys part of the fucking cult? Do you guys sacrifice babies in this forest? Is that why you guys wanted to go?
Why
do you
want to
bring other people?
Why are you trying to convert me and Mariah, huh?
Interesting.
I fucking knew.
But I also wanted to talk about other paranormal type stories. Do you guys have any ghost stories?
I know we had our fair share of ghost encounters, or not ghosts. I would say like more spirit or like
ghost.
Evil science type encounters.
Evil sciences.
Evil sciences.
Scientology.
Encounters.
Whatever. At the Denny House when we lived there. I don't know if
Denny
we've ever talked
really
about this.
Denny was really spooky.
By the way, before we continue, the Denny House. Denny is the street that we all used to live on. That's where Heath, me, Todd, Scott, and Elton. That's when we first started like really hanging out with each other. We got really
making
close.
Making YouTube videos.
Making videos. And then at that time is when we met David, and David would come over and film his like first YouTube videos.
Right.
So that was like a very important part of our lives. So we call it the Denny House because just to make it like short and simple, but there was just a lot of encounters that we had mm-hmm. at the Denny house.
Very weird stuff.
I feel like your shit was scarier than any of ours because like you were in this like just... You were far away. You were like obviously in like the guest house.
Yeah, I was in the back house that seemed like not up to code. It was very like illegal, first of all.
Your
like,
bathroom was right. Not up to code. That's for fucking
it
sure.
It was bad. It looked like it was like a little pool house that like kept toys and stuff that somebody was like, let's put a door on it. It was weird.
It was like it was 15-20% complete for yeah. sure. You're that
but it was cool. It was fun. But yeah, no, it was very, very eerie. And there was a lot of things that happened for the entire friend group.
Yeah.
While we were living there. I know Zane had with Todd.
Yeah.
There was a pretty
so
weird encounter.
That was fucking scary. Because I obviously did not experience this. I honestly, I feel like I've never... I'll get back to that. So Todd, the situation with Todd was... I was up like watching TV. I can't sleep. It takes me so long to fucking fall asleep. So I was up at like 3:30 in the morning just watching TV in the living room. And I just remember Todd walking slowly out of his room. It was almost like he was fucking possessed. It was so scary. He walks out of the room just like this. I'm going to go lower for you guys to see. He walks out of the room just like, not on his knees. He was on his feet. He walks out of the room just like this. And he's like standing there for like a good 35, 40 seconds.
Hell no.
And I'm sitting and I'm just like looking back and forth because I didn't want to miss what was going on TV.
But like looks like kind of angry. It wasn't just like a
It was Entourage season 6 and it was like a good part. Like I just could not miss it. So I kept moving back and forth and I was like, Todd? And he was like, and like, dude, it was so weird. It was almost like he was sleepwalking, but he wasn't sleepwalking. I think he was just so terrified of what he just experienced and he didn't know how to like open up and tell me about it. And he's like, why am I still on the floor? He's like, Zane, someone's in my room. I was like, what do you mean someone's in your room? He's like, someone's in my room right now. And I think he was just trying to be low key about it. Just to like, let me know, like we need to get the fuck out of the house or something. He was so fucking scared. And I've never seen Todd like this. Like Todd, this is the first time I've ever seen Todd like be like this.
Yeah, Todd's the first person that would not be into a paranormal or ghost encounter or just or show fear in general.
Exactly.
If somebody's in his room, he'd just walk up, fuck this, just
boom, just fucking bat. Yeah, he's like, dude, I woke up and someone was standing over me. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? He's like, dude, I was fully awake. I wasn't some of the encounters you've had, like where you can't move. He like said he was like fully awake and saw this person standing in front of him. And I'm trying to remember specific details. Do you remember?
Well, there was the time with somebody standing over him, but then there was also multiple times where he kept seeing people in his closet.
Oh, I remember hearing about that.
Like, not even like, oh, I saw a hoodie. Like he saw like somebody standing there over and over and it was just this like person. It was a presence that was like in the room with him that was just completely overwhelmed him with fear, to the point where like he was terrified and like came to all of us and like was freaking out. And what's weird is like Denny House, I got that same vibe too. Like there was something very eerie, like something just scary. Like it just had like a, like there was a presence. Like that's where I had all of my what do they call it? The sleep paralysis.
Yeah. Oh, that was all at that. That was at the apartment.
That was Denny.
That was all Denny House.
In my Denny room was where I had like the gnarly sleep paralysis.
Yeah. Weren't we told something about that house?
I think there was something weird about
something happened
dying
at the house and like it got.
It burned down.
It burned down.
That's
okay.
What it was.
The house got burned down apparently. And there was people inside that died. That's what we were told. That people were like in this house. It got burnt down. Rebuilt. Like they rebuilt a house.
Yeah.
And I don't know how. Like this could have been 20, 30 years ago. But that happened. And that could be. I don't know. It's not like I don't believe in spirits. I've never experienced it. So it's hard for me to like.
So that's the weird thing. Like I've never seen a ghost. I won't sit here and say like I've seen like.
You can't wrap your head around it.
Right. It is a very weird thing to comprehend. Like. Obviously, there's been people who have experienced stuff that, like, I honestly wish I saw something so I could be very firm in my belief that I'm just like, I've seen it, I know what I believe. If you don't, that's fine. I know my experience.
Fuck.
I've never seen anything, and that's kind of what frustrates me.
It's coming from someone that doesn't believe in this shit, but I've heard that you don't want to even make yourself too vulnerable to these, like, spirits and shit, because, like, people like you is who they want to attach themselves to. People that want to see it, like, ooh, give me, right? Am I wrong or right? Like, people that want to see it, they, like, tend to attach themselves to those type of people. Right.
So I've never had, like, that personal, like, encounter.
Yeah.
That I can, like, confirm. But I've had, like, really weird experiences, like, in our apartment that we had together. Mm-hmm. There was a night that I was alone there, and I heard, like, I was in my room, like, by the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I heard footsteps, like, walking right outside my door, like, to the point where I thought somebody was in there.
I think I remember you, I called you
freaking out.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'm hearing shit. Like, it was the scariest experience I've ever had. Like, it felt like somebody was sitting at the end of my room, like, just watching and walking back and forth. And I got this just overwhelming, like, sensation. The hairs, like, on the back of my neck were standing up. And I was like, something is in here right now, and I should not be here.
Yeah.
It was like, it wasn't like a welcoming spirit or whatever, mm-hmm. where you're like, oh, it's a friendly ghost, it's Casper.
I don't think
it was like,
I don't
bad.
Think anything that's in your room that's not you is welcoming at first, right? Like, there's no way.
Well, there's also, like, we can get into this, but there's spirits or, like, ghosts that are from, like, family members or friends that have passed on, that you get, like, this sense of, oh, that's them. And it's like a relieving feeling, like, they're okay.
Usually it's like, usually some spirits, when they die, if they've died in, like, a place where they're very familiar with, if they're in a house or something, they'll stay attached to that house, but they don't feel threatening to people that
right.
move in. You know what I mean?
Right.
There are people that are just, there are ghosts or spirits that are just like, this is where I died. This is where I feel comfortable. This is my home.
Uh-huh.
And they're not trying to, like, push you out. Some are, but not all are. They're just that's just where they live as well, and it's not threatening. But what he experienced, it sounds like it was threatening.
It was so scary that, like, I got up, I, like, grabbed my bag, like, I just threw shit into it, and then I ran out. Like, I physically ran through my door, out the front door, and then just bolted. Like,
that's,
I was
crazy.
Like, I could not be in there because of how uncomfortable, like, I felt. I don't know what I've slept there alone multiple times. But something about it, like, that night just felt wrong.
There's a couple nights where I've experienced where I felt like I couldn't be in the house because I was so scared that, like, something was going to kill me or something. So I just packed my bags and I just leave the house. It's so crazy when we have these thoughts in our head that, like, we're just like, when we sleep alone, we sleep alone all the time. And then just one night you're just like packing my shit and getting the fuck out of here because I just feel like,
and
tonight
also, though,
is a night.
Like, your mind is your worst enemy.
Oh, yeah.
The reason, like, back in the day that, like, hundreds of years ago, there was so many, like, ghost sightings and all this stuff, is like, you got people, there's no electricity, and you just got, like, candlelight, and you're like, you can make something up in your mind that you see in the darkness.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, that was a face. But, like, if you're, like, envisioning it, like, you can make a face. Like, you can have the most fucked up thoughts.
There's a lack of stimulation.
And it will feel so real.
Like, yeah.
You can put that out there.
Paranormal is anything that is not scientifically explainable. Like, you can't explain it by regular science, which is, I mean, everything that you've talked about thus far. It's like, it's your experience. You can't really fit it into any sort of, like, mental framework that you've been presented with thus far, but you felt it. It's like a gut feeling that you just can't articulate. That's kind of what's paranormal. And it can also be described as supernatural, but supernatural is defined as relating to an order of existence beyond the visible, observable universe. So it's things that you can't observe. It's just a feeling that you get. It's very strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
And like I was saying, like, it could be something positive too. Like, my mom's best friend passed away.
Yeah.
And she had, like, she just loved butterflies, and it was, like, her thing. Like, she just, like, loved butterflies. And the next day after she passed away, her husband was sitting on the patio, and a butterfly randomly came out of nowhere. They don't have, like, butterflies in the backyard or anything like that, but came into the patio and flew and landed on his shoulder and was just, like, sitting on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And it was the weirdest thing, because, like, that doesn't happen. Like, you just don't have a butterfly just fly up randomly.
Right.
And land on your shoulder and just, like, chill there.
Yeah.
But the day after, like, that is so weird to me. Like, that, like that's your thing. If I was like, I don't know, like, that to me, that's like a, I'm okay. Like, that's it's a warm, comforting. It's a good feeling.
Yeah. This is this is a crazy thought. And I'm like, I'm not saying this is it, but like, I'm now I'm on the other side of like this lane. I'm like, okay, what if there's a higher spirit, you know, like God was like, oh, let me make this person feel happy real quick. I'm going to get a butterfly Atlanta because I know your mom's best friend loves butterflies.
But if you're saying that, then that means you believe in God.
Yeah.
And then that means...
Well, I mean, I believe in God, but...
Right,
like,
but that means that they're in heaven and that like that is still them.
Still comforting. It still reminds you of that person and it gives you comfort in some sort of capacity, regardless of whether it comes from God or spirits or, you know, the you know, multiverse or paranormal or anything like that. It just, it offers you comfort in like a hard time.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I know Mariah has a bunch of really cool stories about like paranormal things that she's experienced. And if you want to share those, because I've been there for some of it.
You want to start with that one?
Yeah.
Okay. You can like chime in too if you want. So this year my grandmother passed away and Heath and I went to her funeral and we're sitting at the funeral and we had like martini glasses because she loved martinis.
It was the wake, right?
Yeah, it was the wake. So we're sitting in the room with my grandma and in her apartment... we have like a security camera inside so we can keep an eye on her. So all the aunts and uncles have an app where they can like watch my grandma and her dog in case anything were to happen.
Yeah.
So when she passed, obviously they clean up the apartment. They shut the camera off, whatever. Yeah. My aunts and uncles are like up by the coffin and just like hanging out with Graham. and all the cousins are sitting in the chairs. And all of a sudden we hear like barking. And we're like, what the hell is that? And we're all like looking around and my uncle pulls out his phone and the app notification for the camera popped up on his phone. So he clicked on it. He goes, the camera's shut off though. Like we don't use the cameras anymore. Like it's shut off.
And how long has it been shut off for?
Days.
Days, yeah. Okay. And
but it was as he walked up to go say goodbye.
He went up to Graham and he looked at it, and it was my grandma's dog barking in the apartment because we left her in the apartment. We were going to come back for her. So the fact that she was barking and nobody was there, like she does, it's very rare. Like she doesn't really bark. So she was barking, number one. Number two, the camera was turned on. We're all trying to figure out how the hell this is happening. And then the martini glass falls off of the table. And then we all like turn and we're like, what the hell is going on? Like, it was just like one thing after the other. It was like really, really strange. Boom, boom, boom.
The glass was sitting on like a table. Like, nobody was near it.
We
like,
were all
it wasn't,
sitting. We were
it
all
wasn't
seated.
Just like, oh, yeah, the glass fell. Like, no, it was.
It was a table and a martini glass.
Like,
and
nothing
that
would have
it.
Caused it to fall
right.
at all. And it wasn't just like tip.
Like, it,
it
like
it was,
flew.
Like, boom.
Yeah.
Like, it happened so fast. Like, we all just like froze and we're just sitting there like, you guys just saw that, right?
I think grandma's drinking.
Literally.
I think she's here.
Grandma wants a refill.
Yeah, she wants a refill.
Literally.
Top
that's
her
what
off.
We thought. Like, then we all just started
so
laughing. Like, it was
strange.
So,
wow.
It was strange, but it was so funny. And we were like, this would like,
and of
classic
course it would
Graham.
Happen in this moment because right. she's like right there. Yeah. And like, just everything is here.
That
I
was
gonna
crazy.
Say.
That was the most like paranormal mm-hmm. thing I've ever felt. Like, that was like, I took a second and I was like, hold on.
Yeah.
But that's good though that you can still take it as like a thing of comfort. Like, you're with your grandma. This is how
right.
she would like, oh my God, this is so her. Like, ha
oh, yeah,
ha ha.
We loved, right. We loved
like,
it.
Like, you loved it.
Like,
I love
when,
that.
Like, my whole life, my grandma always told us, she was like, when I die, like, I just want a pizza party. Like, don't take it seriously. Like, all this stuff. So, yeah. like, the martini glass falling, like, we all just kind of like were laughing about it. And then we had pizza like every day that week. Mm-hmm. Like, we went out when we went to Staten Island for the funeral.
Yeah.
We all, as a family, went out to eat. Like, all, like, 50 of us went out to eat for pizza, like, the next 3 days together.
That's
it was
so funny.
It was like someone was getting married. Like, music, like, laughing,
yeah.
like, just
it's because
shots.
That's what she would have wanted.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
You do
nice.
What she wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have another story that doesn't tie into it, but it's very similar. So, at my cousin's house, there were three elderly people, my grandma being one of them.
Yeah.
At the house, they were just hanging out. They were drinking, having a good time. And they were talking about, all the old people were complaining about like life. Like, life is this and life, and this is stupid. Like, complaining about like growing
old.
Old
people talk.
Old people talk, right. And the one said, oh, I have a poem about this that talks about life. And it's really funny. It ties into this. Let me go get it. So she goes, she grabs the poem. She comes back and she doesn't speak very good English. She's Italian. So she told my oldest cousin, she was like, can you read it? Like, read it out loud. Stand at the head of the table. Like, it'll be fun. Like, let's just read it. So she's reading this poem. It's like this really long poem. She's reading it. And the whole poem is like basically what they were talking about, like complaining about life. And then at the end, it's like, but you have to celebrate life. That was basically it. Celebrate life. And they're all sitting at one end of the table. Celebrate life. She said, as soon as she finished that last word, she said the last word, everybody started clapping. The second people started clapping at the end, the champagne bottle at the end of the table pops.
What?
And then a wine glass falls over.
The clap started and boom, this bottle of champagne popped off at the total other end of the table where no one was sitting. And at the same exact time, a champagne glass that was not next to it, it was like in the middle of the table, but again, no one was next to the glass, fell down.
And what? And we have this on video.
It's on video?
Yeah.
What?
Like, it's on
have
video?
It?
So they have like security camera in the kitchen.
Oh, get the fuck out of
here.
Do you have it right now?
Never get shit like
this
with stories.
Oh my God, you have it.
Yeah.
That's like, that story is like pretty crazy. I just can't believe we have a video with this.
I know.
Guys, obviously we're watching this video together for the first time. If you guys want to see this, which I think is fucking crazy, you have to go on and we'll go on our YouTube channel, right. youtube.com/DanaHeath. Watch it with us because this is fucking insane. I've never seen any video attached to some like someone personally, you know. I've seen shit on the internet and you can't believe it half the time.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen so many videos of like paranormal stuff where things are falling off the wall, but then I'm like, I just don't believe anything that
this
I see anymore.
Exactly how I imagined it. That just that the way it
that
looks
scene.
That I imagined it just like that.
You could see my grandma start to clap and then it'll pop. There's a full video and then they zoom into it. So you might not see it the first video, but there's a zoom
that's
in
fine.
Of it.
Okay. Whoa.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, I just got goosebumps. Yo, what the fuck?
Look at them checking it out.
That doesn't make sense why that glass fell.
They're all checking out what kind of champagne this is. What the hell did we
can
buy?
Can you rewind that, Mariah?
Did they notice it again? That's weird.
We need to study this. Like, that makes no fucking sense.
Pop.
What the fuck?
That's really weird.
Listen, I've been a bartender years back in the day. I've never seen a champagne bottle really go off like that without any movement or shaking it or anything like that. And there was none of that. No one was shaking the table. Nobody shook the bottle. The bottle wasn't warm before or anything like that to cause like it to, I don't know, pop off. Nothing. I don't know. And then the champagne glass, that's the other thing. It was crystal. That thing fell on wood. That thing would crack and shatter into a million pieces. You know how many times I broke a glass? Forget it. Joe's always yelling at me. But that thing fell in the middle of the table without any movement and didn't even break. It was like a slow motion fall at the same time at the pop.
There's but nobody around. There's no fucking, there's nothing happening.
And the cork to be popping at like, that's very bizarre.
Wait a fucking second. Oh my God. You guys are going to forget what I'm seeing right now.
What?
You probably don't even see what I'm seeing right now. Heath, I need you to look really closely. Look at the black figure that pushes right here. Look.
Wait.
Do
on
you
the
see
chair?
That?
Whoa.
Do you see that? Look.
It goes
what
across
is
the screen.
That?
Oh, the
it
little
goes
like
the
black,
is that?
Black dot that goes
what
across.
What is that?
Zane, look at my arm.
It goes.
It goes.
Oh!
Wait.
Look.
Zane. What?
It passes the chair. Look, like, look at the black dot that passes the chair right before the cup goes. What is
wait,
that?
What?
Look on the floor on the right corner. On the right corner.
Oh, there's that? A dot.
There's a dot. Do you see that dot?
What
oh,
is that?
What the
right.
hell is that, though?
You see that dot? Look
yeah,
at the dot
what is
on,
that?
The, on the right corner.
But what is
what
that?
What is that?
What do you mean keep... Zane, that's like...
You see that?
Yeah.
Do you see that? I don't know. I don't,
that's
is
weird.
That a, what is that?
The room ends right there. That's a wall. There's
yeah.
no nobody sits. Nobody like can sit
oh, it's
there.
A, it's a wall. There's not like
yeah.
a wall.
No, no, no.
There?
That's the wall.
Nobody was sitting there. Nobody was on that side.
But look, it's after everyone reacts. Whenever we saw the dot before, when it was going across the screen, it looked like it was literally knocking the glass over, right?
Right.
The, yeah.
Now
we
it's
see
on
it
the
go,
floor.
Yeah, we see it go across the floor after everybody reacts. So it looks like it like went across the glass, hit the wall, and then scurried across the floor.
But I
like,
cannot believe your family hasn't seen that yet.
But
know,
like, this is what happened with the glass at
right,
her
that's
grandma's
literally,
wake. Like, just literally just...
It could have been tied together.
Is there any footage? That
no,
you have
not
oh,
in
no.
there.
Imagine it was the same like strange. Object, like just.
Since my grandma passed, my grandma was the first person I lost, like the closest person that I've lost.
Yeah.
So I feel like every day there's something that I'm like, well, there's Graham, and we're, all the cousins are in a group chat. We're like, this happened today. So our cousin texted us. He has a daughter, Giovanna. She's
yeah.
One. She has this toy that grandma bought her. And it makes a bunch of different sounds, but it's not motion sensored or anything. You have to turn it on, then you can pick all the different sounds. Now, Thomas, my cousin, couldn't be there when she passed away. He was working. So the last conversation that him and his daughter and his wife like had with her was over the phone. This toy will go off randomly. And the only sound that it makes a bunch of different sounds. The only sound it makes is thanks for calling. Over and over again.
Weird.
And it's the toy my grandma gave her, and then the last conversation they had was over the phone. And he feels so bad that like he couldn't be there
that
when
one,
she passed away.
That one gives me really
and
yeah.
still that's
chills.
The only sound that it plays.
Yeah, he like texts us, he goes, I'm
but
gonna record
randomly.
It next time it happens. It plays randomly.
No, I know it plays randomly, but like it only says that sound now.
Like when she's playing with it, she could press any button she wants,
oh,
it'll
but
play.
When it makes sounds
when nobody's using it,
yeah.
it'll turn on and it'll say thanks for calling.
But that's also comforting too. It's like it's
right.
it's
no,
the
it's
spirit
nice.
Expressing
love, yeah.
appreciation.
Right, we love it. We do.
That's
yeah.
crazy.
It's really crazy. Like
I have not encountered any like anything like that to like connect it to any family member. I don't know how I'd feel about that. Like I just
like,
feel like
you'll
I would be
like it. It's great.
I can't relate.
I feel like yeah, no, that would make me happy.
Yeah,
I only had one experience, but it was with a family member, and it was actually my grandma too, my Gammy. Yeah, we were so. I'm very Ooh. Down the middle with the whole paranormal thing, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, just that's where my center is. I don't really know if it's true, if it's not, if it's whatever. I've never had any inclination either way. So it's not like I was looking for these spirits or anything like that. The night that it was in Florida, and I went out with one of my best friends, Barbie, and mm-hmm. Emily, who we've yeah. talked about on the podcast. And I was under 21, and we went to this club that was 18 and up, and I was drinking this night.
You sound like you're talking to like the cops. I was drinking.
I was. It was I under 21. I was 18 at the time.
I did it. Basically, confessing I went with them. Yeah, I'm like, I just need to fess up. But I went with them. I was drinking this night. It was probably, we've talked about it, that it was the night that I threw up on the rug was the second most drunk I've ever been. This was the first.
Okay.
I've never been so drunk in my life.
Good for you.
Thank you. And I remember like, it was an 18 and up club on certain nights, and I knew that it was this night that it was 18 and up, and there are always cops just swarming this place because yeah. 18 and up, it's a club. They get served alcohol. Like if you're right. underage drinking, it's an easy, yeah, yeah, easy place to get them. So I was drinking. I went out of the club with my friends, and I was puking, and a cop saw us very quickly, came over. I was so paranoid. And the cop was like weirdly chill. Like he was just very like, you all right, buddy? Like I had, this is 5-6 years ago. Like this is 6 years ago. I have a baby face already. Like mm-hmm. imagine what I looked like yeah. 6 years ago.
But you were also 6 feet tall back then too. So
yeah, true. I looked like a tall baby. So puking in the street. And I get carded even when I go into places. So the fact that he was just not even concerned with my age at all, he's just like, oh, are you feeling okay? I'm like, yeah, fine. They asked Barbie and Emily if they were he's not gonna drive, is he? No, he's not, absolutely not. Okay, just make sure he gets home safe. Yeah, no worries. I sat down on the curb and I was just miserable. And this person that was a group of a bunch of like club goers that were outside the club,
uh-huh,
one of them broke off and ran over to me and the group, and they were just like, hey, I just want to let you know, I know you're probably feeling really vulnerable right now, but you have nothing to worry about. Your grandmother's actually here with you. She's looking after you, so you have nothing to stress about.
What?
Kenny, were you like completely fucked up at this point, or like this actually
happened?
No, I was
completely fucked up, but I was told the next morning by my friends what happened.
Okay.
Like it was out of nowhere. This person just broke off when I was like just swaying in by the curb, and they were like, hey, I just want you to know that your grandmother is with you right now. You have nothing to fear. I know you feel very vulnerable and you've never felt like this before, but you have someone looking out for you. Then they turn to Barbie, which Barbie has said that her family has a history of, like, I don't know if she would even describe them as mediums, but people that have been very kind of spirit
in
attractive.
Touch with
yeah. Like they've had a lot of experiences with like the paranormal and the right. otherworldly and whatever. They turn to Barbie and they go, oh, and you, don't even get me started on you. And they just walk away.
What?
You have no idea who this person was.
No. It was a complete stranger.
If you're listening,
I would think about this interaction every day of my life.
Like, I thought about it a lot.
This is something that would not leave my head.
That's because my grandmother at this point had like, it was not long like after she had passed away, and her death happened very quickly. And there were just a lot of things. I think about it a lot because I was at a gay club. I have never formally came out to my grandmother. So it was like, that's felt like unfinished business for me. Like I never got to tell her like who I was. I've never had that conversation. Yeah. So just hearing from some random outsider that she was like with me, looking out for me that night that I got too drunk at a gay club. Like something's comforting about that. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Was it, okay, was this person like, were they kind of like being straightforward? Were they mean? Were they like very?
No. Like, they were talking with their friends. Like I was, again, I was puking.
I was.
He doesn't remember.
When it comes to mediums, sometimes they can't control. Like sometimes they'll like it's like tunnel vision. They'll like aim for one person. They're like, okay, well, I gotta go talk to this person now. Like it's kind of like uncontrollable.
Like they get like some sort of communication. Pull. Like
yeah,
go tell this person, and it's just right. Like,
and they're like,
hey,
oh, here we go
here
again.
Right
that's
now.
What
Don't
a medium
worry, blah,
is.
Blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
That's how it was described to me. Like again,
what?
I remember that night in snapshots, but like the way that it was described to me is this person was just like, they were probably leaving the club for the night. They were just chatting it up with their friends. And then they saw me literally on the curb of this club, just like miserable beside myself. And they felt the need. They just completely broke off from their friends.
Crazy.
No, like, oh, guys, I'll be right back. Like, they just turned around, walked over to us, and they were like, this is something that I need to let you know.
And these people are just used to this.
Yeah.
So this kid probably does this shit all the time.
You ever see the Long Island Medium?
Well, right. Like, some people supposedly have like this connection where they can communicate.
Right.
And imagine like if you have this power. Not, I don't want to call it a special power, but like you have a gift to be able to receive messages or transmissions from
people that passed over.
Right. Like if somebody if you were just walking around and like you got this voice that was like, go tell that guy sitting down there throwing up right now that I'm his grandma, and just let him, please just let him know that I'm watching over him right now. Like if you just like heard this voice come to you, you'd be like, mm-hmm. Hey, I just want to let you know your grandma's watching you right now and everything's going to be okay. And God, she's looking out like that. That's crazy.
If that's like, if that's really happening, then like, how are people seeing this shit as myths? You know, like how is this not being taken more seriously?
It's similar to OCD. Like sometimes what happens to me is that I'm not saying I have OCD. I don't know what it is, but sometimes like, if I like walk past this door, even if I'm like 100 feet away, if my brain keeps telling me, go touch that doorknob, otherwise your dog dies, I will have to go back and touch the doorknob and just like, that's it. Yeah, it's like something, it's just like that. Like, it's kind of like, go tell this person, like whatever.
It's like the necessity to feel the need to do something, I guess, in a certain moment.
The exact same thing. We always have so much in common.
And we had discovered on this podcast. The
same thing happened to my cousin though recently. She just got a tattoo of my grandma. She went to a party. One of the kids' moms came up to her. She's never met this woman before. Came up to her and she was like, I really like your tattoo, and was kind of easing into it. And then she was like, I just want you to know, like, your grandma's watching over you, and all the same exact thing happened.
And the fact that she was used like, the tattoo as like a way to connect. Like, oh, I love your tattoo, by the way. Like, I know it represents your grandma.
Yeah, yeah.
That's nuts.
In Barbie's family, she has a lot of maybe mediums or people that have like had, you know,
bring
encounters
them
with
on. Bring right. them
y'all
on.
Are guests.
Y'all are mediums while I'm extra large.
Nice.
Very good.
It's crazy that people are able to like connect with people and you have nothing, you know nothing about them.
Right.
Like, psychic readers or something.
Right.
Very good.
Uh-huh.
You know, other one thing.
Which brings us to our next.
Come on,
which
with the segue.
Us to our next topic.
We actually just called psychic readers yesterday.
Oh, my mother's gonna kill me.
Wait, I honestly I don't like doing the psychic reads like that because I don't want to believe what they have to say. Like I don't want to hear something negative because I don't want it to affect the rest of my life. I don't want to think about that.
Oh, like you think it's going to be like a fortune teller that's like, this is something bad that's going to happen. Then you have it in your mind.
Exactly. Like, right. I don't want to hear that because like, I don't usually believe it, but I just don't want to give myself a reason to believe a stranger telling me these things, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, it is very hard to comprehend and accept like somebody telling you something that seems so unreal,
right?
Or something so deep and personal that you're like, well, how would you possibly know this?
You've never met this person
unless something is paranormal.
They have some sort of otherworldly ability,
which is why we each called a different person for our
reading.
Spiritual reading guide.
Mm-hmm. But some of us did tenet, some of us did intuitive.
Oh,
tenet,
tarot cards.
Oh, Tenet. I was like, no, Tenet. Tenet is the movie we just watched.
It's all right, baby. He was told to say that by higher powers.
Yeah, we had Tenet, we had Intuitive.
I will say my first tarot reader was a little on the open-ended side.
Very general.
Very general and very based off of what the card specifically was.
Yeah.
Which was kind of cool to hear, and it was very like, you have a Ace of Swords, or exactly what it was.
Your first one was very like, because we did you first, right?
It felt like playing a video game. Yeah. I didn't know what characters were, and it was just I don't know what this means.
Yeah, it made us feel very unexcited for the rest of ours. We're just like, oh fuck, we're in all next.
Right, but it was very like, you have a lot going on right now. Make sure.
It was very broad. It was just very broad.
Make sure,
it was like,
make sure to go outside into your comfort zone where you're like, you feel safe, and like, go make sure to take the time for yourself to go into nature because that's where you feel, you know, where you can, right, where you can like rejuvenate. And that is me though. Like, I do feel better when I clear my head out in nature, and I go, you know, into the woods, camping, whatever it may be. So I was like, oh, that does fit. But it was very, like, open-ended, and
yeah.
I'm sure it could be fitting for...
And then my read was next, right? Was my, yeah. read, my read was next. So
which was with a different person. So.
Yeah, right. Completely different reader, and yours was Tarot, right? Tarot.
He had a tarot reader.
I had an intuitive reader. Correct.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So she was being a little bit more like specific.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be a little bit more specific with what I was asking for. So I remember asking for about my love life. Like, what does my future love life look like? Because it could look a little.
He's
like,
looking.
So she. So I remember this lady just going like, I see pineapples. I see pineapples connected to whoever you're going to meet in your life.
And I also see skates. Rollerblades.
She's moving her body. She's very
could
fluid.
Could be a figure skater.
Yeah.
Could be a dancer.
And then I'll be like, oh, I know a dancer. And she'll go, yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Every time you confirm something, she'd like have a sigh of relief.
Oh yeah?
She
yeah.
was like,
oh my God. Really?
Oh, right.
Which,
yes.
Which made it really hard to believe her.
Yeah,
like,
that was yeah. rough.
It was so, cause she, like, I thought the first time we heard it, we was like, oh, she fucked up. She wasn't supposed to do that.
But
she kept on doing right. it.
But yes! she did say yes! some stuff that was really cool. Like Zane right. was like, she was like, what's going on in your life? And he was like, oh, well, I just bought a house. And she was like, oh, I'm actually getting something. She was like, Are you flipping the house? Are you like doing renovations? Like, do you have plans to like remodel?
That
and, like...
was strange.
It really threw me off until the one we did later. But I'm gonna give the mic to Kenny on that because
she was mine.
Your reader was so interesting.
I loved my reading.
Mind blowing.
Yeah. I would like to point out too that like I asked for a tarot reading, which is the cards, which I was like, oh, like, I don't know if I feel as confident because of Heath's was being so general. Like, she seemed like she was using the cards to kind of dictate what she told you right. rather than like any sort of innate gift that she had. So when I got mine, I was like, all right, hey, how's it going? She was like, hey, you've never read with me before, right? Correct. Okay, well, this is what I like to do to get like a sense of your energy and who you are. She made me like do some deep breathing. She made me repeat my name a bunch of times. And the things that she started telling me were just very strangely personal.
On the nose. Like yeah. Very,
yeah. It was very on the nose.
Very fast, too. Yeah. And the thing is that she, unlike the other readers, I feel like, that we kind of encountered that day, she was very calm the entire time.
Yeah.
And she was very sure of herself. There was nothing that she was like, do you maybe think that like somebody in your family might have like a purple shirt? Like, she wasn't asking any questions. She was telling me how it was. Yeah. Like, this is what I'm seeing for you. She talked about like work environment. She talked about relationships that I have with like family members specifically. And I was, it was very weird.
Accurate. Just yeah. deadly accurate.
And I remember seeing your face while you're on the phone call, and it was, I never, like, your face was so just shocked. You're like,
it was, yeah,
how
it
does this
like,
lady know everything about me right now? And this is not like general shit, guys. Like, this
no.
is like, this was shit that obviously, like, some of the stuff that we were hearing
very
was,
personal.
Was very personal, but it was just on the fucking nose to the specific detail. It made no sense how she would know.
Right. And it was like watching you take this call. It was almost like, cause you've said it and you even said it on the podcast, you don't know where you stand with the whole paranormal stuff. So yeah. it was like, it felt like watching you hear something that almost made you like question like how you felt about something.
Should I be so down the middle with this? Like,
right.
yeah. this is giving
like,
a reason
like,
to sway one way or the other.
Hearing
yeah.
somebody say something so specific about your life and so direct to who you are and what you're dealing with was like I could see you were like taken back. You're like, oh, this is like interesting.
There are times when it borders on like, they're shocked, yes, of course, for sure, but like it borders on the line of like uncomfortable. Like,
yes,
and we talked about it earlier. Like, I felt uncomfortable knowing that I don't know this person and that they have such a weird, specific snapshot of my life, having never like seen me, have never met with me in person, have never talked to me extensively. This was a very short reading, by the way,
especially on a phone call.
Oh, yeah, very short. And I feel like she's very, I think she knows she has worth.
Yeah.
Because she's very strict with her time and she's like, look, we're doing this many minutes, and yeah. I'm going to give you as much as I can. And
she was asking, too. She was like, do you want to keep it general, or do you want to ask anything specific? Like, she was open to go wherever I wanted, and I was just like, right. I don't know, I guess, like, maybe my family. And she's like, okay, cool. Sometimes you could hear her shuffling, but then sometimes she would get, like, a sense of things before she even picked up the first card.
Yeah.
That's what was weirding me out, too, is that, like, I hear her shuffling, and she's almost not even done shuffling, and she's like, by the way, I just want to let you know, before I picked up the first card, like, I'm already sensing that you're at a point in your life where, like, you're not a kid anymore, but people still look at you as a kid, and I'm the baby of my family. Like, everyone still is always going to look at me as the baby. So just the fact that she had that perspective, then she followed up and she was like, how old are you? Okay, well, that would make sense, and I'm seeing a certain interaction with you and one other person that, like, it was just very, very strange.
And there was our answer to whatever her questions were never no.
Right.
It was never wrong. She had the right fucking... It's almost like she knew, and she was just, like, asking the question just to kind of play games with it, because she already knows the fucking answer.
And crazy. So, like you said earlier, like, confident. It wasn't like, do you have something going on that could possibly be negative, or maybe you don't know how you feel about this, and... You might be unhappy because it was like
there wasn't any indecisiveness.
This is what I'm seeing. Yeah. This is what I am dealt, and this is like, I'm throwing it at you,
guys. By the way, obviously we had our first psychic reads, and we weren't happy with it. But after we heard Kenny's,
like seeing that experience, we wanted that.
We have to experience. Experience it with Kenny's, like, psychic reader.
Yeah,
so
right.
We made appointments the next day, and we're like, we have to hear what she's going to say about, like,
so then us. Mariah had a call with the same girl that Kenny had, which was really interesting too.
Where I stand, like, I believe in psychics. I'm not super invested in psychics, but I do believe them. I believe people can tell the future, and I believe in mediums and stuff like that. But when it comes to this situation, like, I wasn't, like, super excited about it.
And because I think none of us were,
right.
Honestly.
I just feel like, well, number one, with my, like, religion and what I believe in, I just think, like, God has my plan and that's it. Like I don't need somebody to tell me. Whether they're right or wrong, I don't really want somebody telling me, like, what I need to work on. Because, like, I want to learn myself and, like, he has my plan. You know what I mean? But, like, psychic readings, like the tarot cards, like, I don't really know about any of
them. You believe that there's people that can connect to another world,
like, yes,
why can't psychic people connect to another world?
I believe they can. Like, there are psychics that have cracked cases before, you know what I mean? Like,
that's psych. That's Sean Spencer.
Good.
Which is one of my favorite shows.
Very good.
I love that show. They'll bring in psychics to try to crack cases and find missing people. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what they try to do. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I believe there are psychics that are good, and I believe there are psychics that are just very good at adapting to your answer and being like, oh, yeah. Like, say this lady was like, are you flipping your house? Say you weren't flipping your house. Yeah. And you're like, no. And she's like, well, that could mean a lot of things. It could mean painting a bedroom. Yeah. Of course you're going to be painting a bedroom. You know what I mean?
The first ladies I feel like are exactly what you're saying. They know how to adapt to your answer, and we could all see that.
And they would be like, well, that could mean a lot of things. It could mean this. She would name five different things, and then you would pick one that adapts to you.
We're talking about the other psychic reader. I think they were a little iffy. Yeah. But this lady was very sure it was of herself. It was scary how on point she was with all four of us, because we all did it. And what else did she say about your reading, Mariah?
She was good. I do agree. But I think the thing she was saying to me, I was kind of just like, like, I didn't really, like, feel anything with it. But it was very interesting.
We could talk about the love life, because that got really interesting.
Well, that's what I'm going to say. It's very interesting. So she brought up the love life and she said, are you seeing anybody? And I said, yeah. And then she said, is there multiple people? I was like, no.
She said, are there two people?
She said, are there two people? And I told her no. And she was like, there's two people. I was like, no, there's not. There's one person.
She's like,
and she was like, oh, then that means there's somebody that's interested in you. Could be a friend. Could be. She was like, but you're not interested in them. And I was like, I don't know what to do with that. And she was like, stop sending mixed signals. I was like, wait, what? And then she said Heath and I's relationship was like, she was saying we had, like, a rocky relationship and, like, something with our finances, but Are we okay?
Are we rocking?
Are we okay?
And Brian, you're like, is there something that I need to know here? Just tell me.
She was like, is there two people? And I was like,
yeah.
Like, I was like, I was sitting on my phone, like, over here. Like, I was
he
like,
was tuned out two until people. He heard that.
And then I was like, oh my God, like, because everybody talks about, like, how she stole me from you.
Yeah.
And it was like, the Zany Heat thing. And then it's
hey,
just like,
I mean,
it was just,
yo, you
it
heard
was
that?
Just really funny.
I hired this lady to fucking
oh my
guys.
God.
I was like,
plant some seeds for me, baby.
Like, I thought that was very funny and interesting. It is interesting to see where they're coming from. But when I told her, like, no, I'm with somebody, she was confused.
Damn,
she was
I hated
like,
how that throws off everything.
I know.
All
she was like,
readings.
Well, how long have you been together? I was like, 3 years, like, pretty solid relationship. And she was like, oh.
She called me a bad boy.
Oh, yeah. She was he seems like a little bit of a bad boy. I was like, yeah, he's a bad boy, I guess. I don't know.
He's kind of doing some reckless
not
things.
Anymore.
He oh, is the son of Jesus
you know,
Christ.
You
is,
know what she also said? She what? Said, your boyfriend, he seems like he's got money coming. And I was like, let's go, baby. I was like, well, I got
station, baby.
No.
Make it happen.
She said, your boyfriend's finances are okay. Yours are a little rocky. and which like doesn't have, I was like, I feel like I'm doing the best of my life I have ever been doing, but like, okay, go off. And she said, in December, there's going to be
A better financial like situation for us.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good.
So what y'all doing for us for Christmas? What's it going to
be? Maybe I can surprise you with a $100,000 check that is going to be sponsored by David. Probably. David Dover. I'll make it happen.
We will take it.
Yeah.
So it's definitely interesting. Yeah. I don't want to like disrespect the psychic community. I love them. But I am...
Skeptical.
I don't think I'm skeptical. I think I'm just like not interested in like what they have to say.
Right. I don't know. Mine felt pretty good with her too.
Yeah.
She said I was very
hot.
Kind.
You sound hot. You said
oh, yo, okay. She said I was very warm, kind, a lot of positive energy, which made me feel really good inside. Okay.
Grounded.
Right.
No, she's saying positive as in COVID positive. No, that's the only positive
energy. We didn't get too like deep in anything.
You better not have.
She's like, you paid for 15 minutes. Why the fuck was y'all on the phone for 45?
For 16.
But no, she said that I seem like a really positive person, which I try to be.
Uh-huh.
And then she also said December was going to look good, which was weird. Yeah. Maybe that's just what she tells everybody.
Oh, that's what she told me too.
Right. She's like, it's Christmas time. It'll be good.
Oh, no.
She was like, do you have a family like reunion happening? I was like, the holidays? And she goes,
that's
Christmas.
It.
That's what she said. So obviously I have a big family. I'm very attached to my family.
Yeah.
And she goes, I know it's like tough with the holidays with family. Sometimes it's just like hard to get out there and it's just like, let's get this over with. And I'm like, no.
Oh,
like,
God, whatever
I'm
going to say is going to sound like a crock of shit.
Yeah, she was just like, you have a lot of projects you're working on, but make sure to finish what you started before you worry about your new projects.
T.
And I was like, interesting, because that's how I've been feeling lately.
Also just the way that she worded a lot of things, like I feel like it's a general thing, just be like, I know you have a lot going on, but to you she was saying I know you have a lot of other ventures that you're interested in, and I know that other things that you're currently doing can't stop,
right?
But I need you to slow down, because she goes, you're going to get burnt out. Like, she was being very specific. It wasn't like, I bet you have a lot going on, huh? Right? I thought so. Like, it was like, she was telling him
these
things.
Yeah, she was like, you have a lot going on, and like, you're a very positive person, and you're worrying about a lot of things, and you're trying to do more and more and more.
Yeah.
She's like, you're going to burn yourself out, and you're going to get to the point where you're just going to like, take a step back and feel like you just want to watch the world burn and be like, fuck it, I did my thing, and just, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that's so accurate, though, because I do get to that point sometimes where I'm like, I'm doing a lot, and I'm trying my best, and I just like, I'll have this point where I'm just like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. Like, I don't care anymore. And like, I'll just be like, I'm done.
What was interesting about this lady too is that I, for both of the psychic readers, I asked pretty much the same thing. And I don't get too specific.
Yeah, he doesn't give out a lot of information.
I'm very broad with it, because I
actually
want to
see. And you're not a psychic hopper.
Exactly.
Right.
I just want to see what they say. So I told this lady, I was like, hi, I kind of want to give me some information about my house. I just bought my house 5 months ago. Do I have any hardships in the future? That's all I said to her. And I just could not believe everything she gave me. She was just like, well, first off, have you cleansed your house? I was like, no, I haven't cleansed my house. She's like, well, you should just definitely clean your, like, just cleanse your
like
house.
Like a sage?
Like spiritually, yeah. spiritually like cleanse it.
Spiritually cleanse your house.
Right.
She's like, no, you need to mop your fucking floor.
You need pine salt.
Pine salt. No, you need to cleanse your house. I'm getting a sense that you're just, you feel like you're, it's not your house yet. Even though it's been renovated. Did he hear when she said that?
Yeah, and you didn't tell her anything. Yeah.
I never
that
told
yet.
Her that my house was renovated
because it was built. It was, like, it got completely renovated before yeah. Zane bought it.
Yeah, she was just like, you're planning on you have a lot of construction going on in this house, and you're gonna have a lot of there's gonna be contracts that you're gonna see, that you're gonna have to see. Make sure they're all good. Make
thoroughly
sure you have
read
somebody
them.
Looking over
yeah.
these contracts. Look over these contracts. Make sure they're good. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh my god, I have. Yes,
which is
I have
weird
a
because
huge
he's literally going
project.
Through that right now.
All I gave her was I just moved into my house 5 months ago. That's all I gave
Double
her.
Double check the contracts because Zane has come to me and been like, what do you think about this? This seems like really overpriced for what I'm asking for. These little things that I want to get done, like
yeah,
like the projects that he's trying to renovate. And he's been dealing with multiple people, like trying yeah. to get the right contract, which is so bizarre.
Makes no sense. And I've only posted one video about this. I posted my house tour. That's it. You know, so it's crazy that she even like knows these things. And then all of a sudden she goes, by the way, your windows, just make sure that's all settled because you
She was just picking
sure
up something about windows.
Make sure your windows are just all like just fix your windows, your doors. And I was like, oh my fucking god, I've had a ton of break-ins because of my windows and doors. And that's all I've been talking about with my roommates is that I need to replace these fucking windows and doors because they're so you can easily get into them.
Mm-hmm. And, so weird.
And so I'm replacing them as we speak, but it's just crazy that she fucking knew this.
I think something interesting too about the way that she presented that, because I feel like I heard it too, and it was similar to there was a time in your reading too, and mine I think as well, where she's just like, I know this might sound weird, but
yeah,
check your windows, or I know this might sound weird, but I yeah. think you should do this, or I know, like, and it's something so specific and so shot in the dark, like yeah. it just seems so. Why yeah. would you be getting this from me? But it always resonates with everyone.
Yeah. And what's crazy about that, I'm going to add on to that. She said, hey, this might sound really nutty, but just take a moment to thank your house because I feel like you're not right. like feeling.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh my God. I like because I have not appreciated my house at all.
Right.
I'm so over it. I'm not excited about my house
just
anymore.
Just because you've and been just, like trying to do so much and like.
Exactly.
You feel like you haven't been grateful. You haven't like taken a second to be like, wow, this house is amazing. Like I'm proud and I'm excited to be here. It's just been like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. But what she was saying is just like, take yeah. a second, like appreciate what you do have.
Yeah. And guys, again, when she's telling me these things, I'm only giving one word answers. I'm like, okay, that's all I'm giving. Cause I don't want to give too much.
Right.
And this is what she's telling me as I'm saying, okay, okay.
So
okay.
strange.
Maybe there is a little bit more to it. And that goes deeper into like, zodiac signs, because the girl kept bringing up like Mercury retrograde, your Mars, Jupiter, yeah, moon right. is in this thing, which is going to make people a little bit more on edge with dealing with this. And it was like very specific.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, but don't worry. It also sometimes allows people to slow down, which means yeah. that they can deal with their problems more. And it was just very, I don't know. It was just so specific about
so much to it,
depending on all the planets and where they align currently, like in your world and how yeah. it
but
relates
it all
to
makes
you.
Sense.
It's like
it sounds kind of like wacky and kooky.
It does.
But the more I think about it, the more I'm like, this is shit that has been around longer than fucking anything.
Yeah.
And like, to think that these things don't affect us, like a gravitational pull of the moon on our tides, like yeah. of course shit is gonna
be thrown out of whack or
yeah.
I love how like outside of this podcast, normally we don't believe any of this shit, and we're just so right now we're just being so open to like believing some of this stuff and just like kind of letting it right. letting it
being open-minded,
go through our body, let us feel all this like spiritual shit that we normally don't believe in. I think that's really interesting that we're doing that.
That's
right.
That's why it's kind of cool. I mean, I look at myself as like a blank slate with like a lot of big overarching issues.
Yeah.
But like with this whole psychic thing, I'm very much down the middle. And so the fact that I was feeling swayed after the call. I just felt very like tapped into personally. I felt very seen and very heard, and I didn't even say much. Just like you, it's like we weren't saying much, but we like.
Yeah, Kenny was about to invite her. He was so connected.
I think
to her.
One big thing is like a little bit of my doubt came from the fact that it was a phone call, but normally it's not a phone call. It's in person, so they're not going to be Googling in front of you. They're not going to be able to be like. Because that was like on my mind, like, oh, maybe they're like looking us up. But
I kind of want to see this lady in person.
Oh, we looked her up.
You already looked her up?
Mm-hmm.
Is she here?
She come is on here. Now.
No, we found her on Instagram and stuff. We're just staying connected.
But yeah, no, so it was weird. Like, I'd be really curious to do it like in person down the road and like,
yeah, because
really
I want to go deep. Because there are some questions that I asked her. Obviously, I'm not going to say it now, but they're very like some personal questions, some questions about family stuff. And she was very on the nose with everything. And I haven't even showed you guys like some of the like stuff.
Really?
Like, I ask a lot of questions about Hidayah because I love her. I just want to make sure she's okay and like taken care of. And she was just very on the nose with a lot of things about.
Interesting. That,
and so that's why I'm really interested to see her in person and I get go deeper with her.
But that's what was interesting too about doing all the research is like there are so many different types of readings. There's intuitive, there's tarot, there's like Reiki healing, there's like a candle spell.
Reading? Oh yeah, where you could like talk to pets that have passed away. My mom would love that. She would if she could talk to JoJo. Meow!
The thing is about our psychic too is that she does do that. That she offers animal communication as one of her services, and she's like a trained and certified veterinarian. I don't know.
That'd
be
a test. You don't have an animal. You're just like
my dog.
She's like, yeah, your dog's saying like she really loved those bones. You. It's like I don't even have a dog.
One that was really cool, and I feel like I really would like you guys to do it. Because it makes so much sense for you guys. So you've heard of like tea leaf readings or whatever. There's also coffee readings.
They read the way the coffee, when you flip the cup upside down. Right.
Now that's a crock of shit.
No,
that
okay.
Is a
so,
crock.
No.
Come
so
on.
They use Turkish coffee. So it's common in Turkish coffee to leave the grounds settling in the bottom of your cup. So from my understanding, you sip the coffee and it infuses your energy with it. You leave one sip, so there's still like a little bit of liquid in the bottom of the cup. Flip it upside down, let it cool for a couple minutes, and then you like turn the cup back over. And depending on where the coffee grounds are spreading,
that is weird.
Like I remember, like a
mine
place
says,
near...
stop drinking.
Arce, when is your coffee coming out?
Mine's out. Where's yours?
Right.
I just feel like it would be so interesting to watch you guys do that because I know that there's actual like logistics behind it about like closer to the handle, it's related to like your love life and things like that, just like mental capacities and things like that. I feel
like
that'd
be fun to do.
That would be.
We should do that for like a video, one of the bonus videos.
Ooh, yeah, let's do it.
That would be funny.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies. The list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 30% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 30% off. Terms apply.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait. Lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Another weird thing that could be considered, I guess, paranormal or whatever it may be is people who think they've had like past lives and remember their past lives, like young kids, since they're so close to being to the other, I guess, world.
So they had a life before they were born again?
Right. It's like reincarnation.
The thing is,
they had a whole life before they were born again.
So a big thing about reincarnation is like people who didn't like fulfill their life the first time or didn't get to do what they were supposed to accomplish, supposedly have been reincarnated to, you know, get a second shot, or maybe everybody gets it. Who knows what it may be? I have no idea.
And the people that usually remember it are kids. Usually, I don't know the exact age, but like under the age of 7, I would say.
Right, because they're
and then
so
they
close
start forgetting.
That.
I mean, what are they say? What are these kids saying?
They're 3-year-old kids that are saying things that you're like, how are you even like knowing the names of
friends,
battle lands,
right?
And
yeah, there was I think his name was James, little kid,
the
he was
pilot.
A toddler, obsessed with planes. Just loved everything about it, like which is, I mean, a lot of kids are obsessed with planes or whatever, but knew the names to World War II fighter planes, like these warbirds that he could name, and was going in such detail about these planes and was like, I used to fly these.
Once he started naming them and naming specific places, like in Japan and all these places, the parents, then they question it because it's
right.
Like, how does he, he's 2 years old. How is he like recall? Like, where is he recalling this from? So then the parents would ask questions.
Start getting like into it. And he was like pointing on a map like near Japan. He's like, this is where I got shot down.
Do you think their spirits taking over their bodies?
I don't think so. I think it's just they're still.
I'm just seeing options, you know?
And he would like point to these places near Japan and he'd be like, this is where I got shot down. And he's like, my friends, we were all fighter pilots and we were here.
Me when I'm fucked up.
And he was like naming other people that he used to fly with. And they were like, what are you talking about? Like, where are you getting this from?
And they didn't like record any of this? Like, there's
no there's an entire like, once it started getting further and further into like the weirdness of it, they were like, okay, something's like definitely weird. But they would take him to like these memorials for World War II, and he would talk about names of other people, and they found the names of these other fighter pilots, and he would point them out and be like, this is this person, this is this, this was my friend. And would
and
talk,
he would name
like,
them.
Yeah,
name
recognize them.
And one of them was...
I'd be straight up, I'd be like, baby, say that again.
And one of them was actually still alive at the time. So they had a meetup with this little boy and this old, like, 80-year-old man. As soon as the boy saw him, he, like, ran up and hugged him.
Started
and was
crying.
So excited to see him.
Like, and it was this super, like, emotional thing and was like, that was, like, somebody that he, like, flew with and was talking about stuff that they had talked about in a past life.
Okay, and where's this older man? Like, has, like...
He's in that picture that they showed.
There's a video of it. There's like a whole documentary
about
it.
So does the older man believe that this guy is him?
100%.
And what's also weird is this little boy's name is James, and the pilot
that
from the past life, his name is also James. Like, there's so many stories about it. There's kids that would talk about how they died in 9/11.
Yeah.
They're 3 years old, and it was like years like before they were born.
That's
and
crazy.
And they were like, I was a firefighter in 9/11, and the twin, and they would be in school drawing Twin Towers, and they're like, where are you getting this picture from?
So
like,
weird.
How would they know? Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of kids too will have these wacky experiences, but like this particular kid that you're talking about with like the fighter pilot and his platoon and everything, like, his parents followed that trail. Like, they didn't let it go. They were actually
I
like,
wouldn't either. I would keep going.
So
because I'd be so fucking intrigued.
And they found out a lot.
There's another one. Oh, God, I can't remember his name, but he's this little kid. I think he's in Russia that supposedly was reincarnated and was living a past life on Mars. He swear like
lucky
little kid swears he was from Mars. And is so smart and is talking about the most insane scientific stuff. And as a young kid, he's talking about Egypt and like the pyramids and the Sphinx. And he goes, there's the gateway and the code to everything everybody is trying to answer in the world will solve everything is through a passage and a secret like button almost behind the Sphinx's ear.
Okay.
What?
What's his name?
Boriska
Mars Boriska Kiprovnyanovic.
And it's crazy watching these
sorry kids, if I offended any Russians.
It's crazy watching these kids talk about this past life because it's so normal to them. They're just like, yeah, what do you mean? Like, that's my other mom. It's yeah, what like do you mean, Mars? Yeah.
Like how our psychic talked to us. She was just so sure
yeah,
about
so
everything.
Yeah, they're so casual.
In a shocking claim, the boy said that many Martians are immortals and stop aging at 35 years old. Write that down.
35. We got a little bit of time to go.
You know what I'm thinking?
What?
I would like to do weekly psychic calls and see how much... We ask the same things every time. Like
right.
We have 4 or 5 different things that we ask every time and see how much all these... psychic
if it,
like,
if
match
it
up
stays
to,
the same
yeah because the 2 psychic readings that I had they were pretty accurate with about my whole house situation when I gave no information about my house.
Mm-hmm. A lot of times kids are talking to ghosts or their imaginary friends, but supposedly they are more prone to seeing or being able to communicate with a paranormal ghost, spirit, whatever it may be, because they are so young and so close to that realm still,
yeah,
that they are able to communicate. Because, like,
my thing is that how are kids talking to these imaginary ghosts, these spirits, but then Barney comes in the room and they're screaming like it's they're gonna fucking die.
My little brother, when he was like maybe 2 or 3, he used to run around the house and he'd be like, and he'd have tickle fights with spirits, but we think it was my grandpa. Because at one point, me and my siblings, we've all had encounters. We've never met my grandpa. He passed away long before we were born. But there was times, I think I've told this story before. I'll make it quick. But the one time I went to school, I had a test. I came back and my mom was like, how'd you do on your test? And I said that I did really good. And she was like, oh, yeah, how do you know? Or something like that. And I said, because grandpa came in my classroom and told me. And
that's
my mom,
so
and it's just like weird because like we've never met him. And my little brother John, like I said, he used to like have tickle fights with him and stuff like that. And it's just, he used to run around the house, fall on the floor laughing, and be like, "Stop tickling me! Stop tickling me!"
Oh my
so
god!
Weird.
Like if I was a parent and I saw my kid, I would be
being tickled,
terrified.
Yeah, that is terrifying.
It's like watching your dog stare into a dark corner and just snarling. That scares me
too.
Oh,
and we've seen it happen. Remember Megan's dog?
Yes.
At the apartment? That was fucking insane. Her dog would just sit there in the corner, looking up at the corner, ruff, ruff, and we'll look at each other like, oh my God, it's happening. Like the dog is seeing something that we can't see right now.
Right.
I have so many ghost stories. I have another one.
Yeah, share it.
I came prepared. So same brother. His best friend, Joey, the first time they ever hung out, it was like in middle school. They were in his treehouse and Joey started acting just like strange. And John asked him about it. And he was like, oh, no, I just like before, like I thought I saw someone. And he was like, he was just like brushing it off. And John was like, no, like, what did you see? And he was like, I thought I saw like a woman in like a blue dress. But then I like shook it off and she wasn't there. And he was like, I was just imagining things, whatever. Fast forward. He overheard his mom talking about how his grandmother, before she passed away, she promised that she'd look over like their firstborn child. And Joey is the firstborn child. And she passed away before he was born. And he asked to see a picture of like what she looked like. And they showed a picture. And at her, was it at her wake or her funeral? One of those. She's wearing the blue dress in the picture. And he was like, and then
weird.
They connected it. Yeah.
Oh my God. Your family is just, there's
something's
just
off.
So much shit happening.
I know.
I've never experienced anything like that
in
my life.
I feel like certain people are more prone and susceptible to being, you know, like
know
having
what
encounters
doesn't,
like
do
that.
Do my family members not like me? Why don't they want to connect with me after they
die?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe you got bad juju. You got a bad energy.
That's just fucked up. I would like to connect with them in some spiritual way, but I can't.
Yeah, the only weird stuff I've had like growing up was like the little posts on the bed corners would be rattling. Like out of nowhere. Almost like if it was an earthquake, but it was Florida.
Yeah.
But it would like the posts would be rattling. And then like pictures on the wall would not be fallen off in the middle of the night, but they would be off of the wall and then propped up on the side of the bed.
Mm-hmm. What?
Like fucking weird. Like, if you were to take this, like, if you were sleeping on this.
Hold on, like, wait, before you continue, didn't someone in your family, like, sleepwalk?
That was another weird thing. My brother, in the middle of the night, sleepwalked, went outside through the glass locked door that he couldn't reach or unlock, and, like, put his, like, blanket out there. And then the door was locked again, and he was in bed, and my mom woke up and was like, what?
Something he would never naturally do ever for any reason.
He, first of all, he couldn't unlock it.
Physically not possible.
To for the door to be locked again on the way coming back in, like, supposedly if he did get outside, unlock it, and then come back in and then lock it again, my mom was just like, it didn't make sense, and she still doesn't understand it.
Sleepwalking is crazy.
I mean, yeah, you got people that sleepwalk and then, like, wake up the next day and, like, where's my stick of butter? And, like,
yeah.
Then, like, record themselves and they ate a whole stick of butter the night before.
Yeah.
Like, that shit's fucking weird.
The thing goes, whenever I wake up in the middle of the night and eat a stick of butter, I blame it on a ghost.
Zane's like, I'm not losing weight.
Yeah.
There's a video of him, like, in the middle of the night just...
Oh, no. I mean, when I remember when I got prescribed the Ambien because I couldn't sleep? Uh-huh. Oh, my God. That first night, baby, I took a bunch of chips. I put it together in one bag, and I mixed it up. I was, like, in the middle of my Ambien trip. Yeah. And I was just eating this shit, and I was warned. My friends were like, do not do that.
The spirits possessed him, and he bought a whole
bunch of shit. He's just trying to get in touch with that, you know, outer body experience.
Yeah. It was the ambience.
Oh.
I think that concludes our paranormal episode. Yeah. We hope you guys enjoyed it. We really enjoyed doing this episode. That was a lot of fun. Oh my God, I can't believe you guys aren't going to hear us until season 2. This is weird. Like, it feels like,
aww.
Like, that just hit me right now.
2 whole weeks. Like we've never done that before. We've kept y'all hanging for about 2 months. Two months.
This ain't goodbye. It's just see you later.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But we love you guys again, and thank you so much. And we're so excited to start season 2. We have a lot in store.
Babe, we got a big, big season coming. We're so fucking excited.
He goes, big things coming.
Big things coming. But before we go, please, guys, we have our blue color merch back.
It is back.
It's back on stock. Is that the word? Back
in stock?
Back in stock. The blue and the yellow that we just came out with on fanjoy.co/Zane and Heath. Make sure to grab it. We only have a limited items on the site, so make sure to grab it before they're all gone.
Right.
Make sure to check out the audio form of this podcast on Spotify, on the Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff. And then we have the video form, which you should definitely check out for this podcast, because we watch... And show a bunch
you're
of shit.
You're going to want to see
it. Yeah, you're
going
to want to see it. So on youtube.com/Zane and Heath.
Oh, I feel like we should do, like, this is the last time that everyone's going to be seeing the set.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like we should all do like a big hug.
We are completely renewing the set. It's going to be a completely different vibe. Hopefully, if we show season,
we just, like, change our, like, coasters.
We paint this couch. We don't even replace it. We just paint it. We paint it white.
But yeah, we'll see you guys
next season.
Woo!
Aww. Say bye, season 1.
Bye, season one.
Bye, season 1. All right, guys. Aww. Howdy. Or, I mean, what's the southern way to say bye?
I don't think they say. I think they just.
Okay.
It's just the tip of the hat.
You gotta say it with your eyes. Oh, you got something in your eye?
Come on, guys. Bring it in. Come on, guys.
Aww.
And that's on season 1.
Bye, season 1. I love you.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart Terms apply.